RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we're kind of reacting to what Dan Campbell had to say this morning on the morning show with a couple of different things, one really more than the other. It sounds like he's putting to bed any idea or thought that that Jared Goff is not the guy. Don't say that to Dan Campbell. Don't say that to Dan Campbell. He completely believes in Jared Goff and that Jared Goff is the guy. He says he's a stud, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I back him up on that. I think Jared Goff is great. He's not perfect. We all know about the lack of mobility, but to me, that's it. He checks every other box. And look at what he's done this season. Statistically, he's been great this season. And with what? A makeshift offensive line that has been horrible at times? I think the reason this team did not make the playoffs this year, I think there's two things that torpedoed the Lions season. I think the offensive line torpedoed the Lions season, and that starts in the offseason with Frank Ragnow retiring. And then I think it just ended up being the loss of the safeties on defense. Like, they were still able to win games halfway through the season, and then Kirby Joseph goes down. And that's hard. And then it was win, lose, win, lose. But then they lost Brian Branch on top of that. And since they lost Brian Branch, it's lose, lose, lose with the game looming on Sunday. They could very well finish with a four-game losing streak. And that coincides with Brian Branch being hurt for the year as well. So I don't put that on Jared Goff. I think Goff is I think what Goff has done has been great. You go back a few years when the offensive line was great, they got to the NFC Championship game. And at that time, there were injuries on the defensive side in that game, and there were missteps that happened in that game, offensively and defensively. And it really is unfortunate because that was like a magical season. 12-5, win the division, win two playoff games. You're playing in the NFC Championship game. You have the lead. It's a fourth down play, and you convert it. Well, you had the right play called, and the receiver drops the ball. And then there's a handful of other, less than a handful. There's like three other plays that happened all in a quick sequence that destroyed the Lions' chances. And it was really unfortunate because it was a great season. And last year, they go 15-2, but we know it was a lot of it was done with some smoke and mirrors to get to the 15 wins based on the entire defense being hurt. And then you get to a playoff game and it's a shootout against Washington, and eventually the offense just didn't get it done. Jared Goff did not have his best game, clearly, and the defense just couldn't get things done either. And there are some specific plays there that rub you the wrong way. And then you have this season where you start the year off with a whole different offensive line and it's not the same team, not even close. They need to fix the offensive line in the offseason. Clearly, they have to fix the offensive line. They need to figure out if Tate Ratledge is going to play right guard or is he going to be a center. They need to know if Frank Ragnow is going to come back and play or not. They need to know if Taylor Decker is going to come back and play. Or is he going to call it a career because of, in a fabulous career? Is he going to say, yeah, enough, my body's just done, And it wouldn't surprise me in the least if that happens. And if it does, take your hat off to him and say, he had a great career. And what that would do is create a problem at tackle. Not at left tackle, because I think you move Sewell over to the left side. But it creates a problem at right tackle. And this is where the tough part comes. Can they do the evaluation on the players that they have without having seen them play this year? Because there were so many of them that didn't play this year. So the offensive line, they got to fix that. Go into the offseason with an idea of free agents they need to target. Go into the draft with, once you know what you have free agent-wise, then you know for sure what you're looking for in the draft, although we know Brad Holmes just drafts players. He doesn't necessarily look for need. But at some point, I think you have to make that switch when you've got a team that's ready to roll. And I think that's where the Lions kind of were. Are they still there? They got work to do now. Now they got real work to do. And the secondary, it's going to be real work to do. Kirby Joseph dealing with a chronic injury, never going to get better. And Brian Branch going to be gone for probably half the season, maybe more. And that's just at safety. They got a lot to replace, a lot to shore up. There's a big list, but a lot of teams have a big list. And despite that big list, this team was that close to making the playoffs this year. I can't believe they lost to the Vikings. I still can't believe that, Kang. Christmas Day, everything on the line, and they just couldn't get it done.
Against Max Brosmer.
I mean, Max Brosmer didn't necessarily beat them, but the Vikings as a team beat them. They caused 6 turnovers for the Lions, a team that had only committed 8 turnovers prior to that game. In the previous 15 games, they had had 8 turnovers total. They had 6 in one game. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm still a little stunned at where they're at right now on the outside looking in with this team, despite the fact that they still, you know, they had the problems with the offensive line and the secondary. But it is what it is. 248-539-9797. The telephone number. Sean is next up here at 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Sean. How are you doing?
But I'm good.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I just wanted to say again that I think that Jared Goff is the next Kirk Cousins. He's just a good regular season quarterback. But in the playoffs, he always finds a way to come up short. You know, some guys have it and some guys don't. And he's one. He doesn't have what it takes to become that next level of quarterback. And one more thing real quick. When Barry Sanders retired way after everything was done, nobody gave him a break. Everywhere he went, oh, Barry, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He's this, he's that. He's pathetic for this. Frank Ragnow did the exact same thing.
No, well, Frank, similar. I'll cut you off, Sean. Sort of did the same thing. Frank Ragnow retired, I think it was a few weeks after the draft. Barry retired on the eve of training camp.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Both bad. Right? I think Barry's is worse because the timing was worse. I wish that Ragnow had let the Lions brass know prior to the draft, or, you know, prior to free agency. Would have been great if they knew that they had to replace him. And that's unfortunate. But I think there's another big difference. Frank Ragnow walked away because injuries destroyed him. Barry walked away for a different reason. And when he did it, I think mattered. And it took a while before the fans forgave Barry, and now he's been back in the good graces, and everybody loves and looks back at the Barry Sanders era and very fondly. No one questions how tough Frank Ragnow is. When Frank Ragnow had to retire, people understood. And it happened a couple weeks after the draft. There's a big difference there. And as far as the comments on Goff versus Kirk Cousins are concerned, I don't think they're close. Jared Goff has won multiple playoff games, took his team to a Super Bowl, didn't win, but he's been there. Took this team to the NFC Championship game, won the first two playoff games this team has seen in, you know, over 30 years at the time. So I think you're selling Jared Goff short, but that's okay because the people that just want another quarterback are going to say that. And I think it's important what Dan Campbell had to say. Dan Campbell doesn't want another quarterback. Dan Campbell's got his quarterback. And for the next 2 years, while he's under contract, and the contract's for longer, but I think there's an out after 2 years. So after the 27 season, which is two seasons from now, they can make their decision on what's going to happen then. But for the next 2 years, I'm glad he's here because I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. You may not like him because he doesn't run. I got it. But what does he do well? He processes the game well. He throws the ball on target. He's accurate. He can hit the deep pass. For those who don't think he can, ask the receivers if he can throw the deep pass. Maybe you're just not watching enough. He's not the perfect quarterback. He's not your prototypical quarterback. But he's got a lot of the skills that you would want in a prototypical quarterback. He just doesn't run well. It's okay. 248-539-9797. Jason is in Shelby Township. You're next up, 97.1.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hi. How you doing today? Just calling, touching on the Jared Goff situation. That last caller, you know, his mention about Jared Goff not being able to win in the playoffs. If I'm correct, I believe he's made it to the playoffs four times. A NFC Championship game loss and a Super Bowl loss. I mean, that's not terrible, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, in addition, you know, with how beat up our offensive line was, for him to still put in those kind of numbers is just very impressive, in my opinion. To compare him to Kirk Cousins, I think, is a gross comparison. I don't think they're even similar or close.
Well, I will say this, and thanks for the call. We're up against the break. They're more similar than you think, but the playoff comparison is not fair, not at all. This is 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.